Hi, this is Carolyn with Numi.com, the professional coach directory. Today I'm interviewing Pamela Kudlick in Sacramento, California. Pamela, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Carolyn. A warm welcome to you and to the future clients.
So can you start by describing your ideal client?
Yeah, I serve and offer coaching to executives and individuals and leaders in a professional walk of life who are really curious. And they have a growth mindset, and somehow they just want to move forward in some area of their life, whether it's their career or living more intentionally and fuller, or it's could be their leadership presence or trying to make career decisions. And so I serve those folks, whether they're at a standstill career or they're overwhelmed, and be able to really serve people so that they get to have clarity, confidence, and courage in stepping forward. How do I do that? Really is as a caring and a compassionate catalyst coach. And I've done it for 10 years, and I'm a trained spiritual director. And I also sponsor women students at USF. So part of my clients are helping women students at University of San Francisco to be their best as women in tech.
That's fantastic. And do you have a certain process you like to use to help your clients achieve their goals?
You know, that's a great question, Carolyn. We spend about half an hour talking about who they are. Where are they at their best? What do they really want life to be like in 6 months? And what's really holding them back? And then we talk about the coaching steps and the process, how it works. They hold their own accountability. We talk about commitments, and then we talk about how we partner together, where I'm open and flexible, caring and curious. And at the same time, we ask tough questions of each other and stretch the thinking so that people can really see more clearly. I'm not going to tell someone what to do. That's not what coaching is. And so we discover together, they anchor whatever goals that they want for clarity, and we talk about one small step. And so this, in essence, really helps us both know, is there a chemistry? Is this going to work? What's really important to you? And from there, then we move forward.
That sounds great. And Pamela, what kind of feedback do you receive from clients after you've worked together for a while?
Well, people can visit my website to see the list of comments and discoveries and new insights people have been able to come into. And I really categorize it around being and doing. And some of the results that they've had is in being, they've really developed resilience around being compassionate and vulnerable and courageous and releasing perfect and perfectionism and reframing their own mind into something that's going to really work for them for their decisions. In the being, we also look at truths and beliefs, expanded views. What are your values? How do you make and use those values for your decisions? Yep, releasing the inner critic, what you can control and what you can, and overcoming fears and mistakes and failures. And in the doing part, we actually do what is invited by you as the client. Are we looking at your space and time and energy? Boundaries and strengths? Are we investing time in your emotional agility and intelligence so that you can respond differently? We look at integrating change through life and career. So we work on transitions from I just lost my job to I have a family emergency that I can't be present in my work life. Whatever the change is, we work on that together, or even building relationships. Even having those difficult conversations. And I think one of the biggest things that people, when we partner together, is developing a career plan and growth path. And whether it's a new job or networking or improving your brand or deciding how, as a leader, you really want to advance. You know, one client comes to mind that she was a senior director and she really wanted to be a VP. And after 6 months, she was promoted to VP. And then 3 months later, she came back and said, guess what? I'm up for another promotion for the next level VP. And I highlight that because it was not only in the doing of building her career plan and her intentional future, but it was more about who she was. What was unique about her that made her so different and powerful in her own self? And again, people can go and look on my website. I also published a free ebook, and you can go out there on LinkedIn and download it and look and see the different courageous victories people have had through the coaching partnership that we've had.
Oh, that's wonderful. And finally, can you tell us a little about your background? How did you get into coaching?
Well, 10 years ago, my VP called me into his office and said, if you don't change, then you're not going to be here. I was in a brand new role, brand new team, very different function and supply chain. And we were both crying in that meeting because we both cared. I invited a coach to help me work through over the 6 months to help me see differently. And I said, nuts to this. So I enrolled in a 2-year program to be a certified transformational coach. And ever since then, it's been exhilarating. It's been inspiring to hear how people have really stepped forward. So that's how I got into coaching. And really, it's about learning, unlearning, relearning. It's been an interesting journey in life. And I'm thankful that clients and I have an opportunity to partner together. So that's how I got into coaching. And I'm continuing that training, looking at neuroscience and emotional strengths and some other areas as well to better serve you, the client.
That's fantastic. Well, Pamela, thank you so much for your time today. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you, Carolyn. Have a great day.